Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Happy New Year and welcome, everybody. That music means you're tuned into the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show, the first show of the 2015 season. And we're so happy to have you along. It is 7 p.m. Eastern here at Blog Talk Radio on the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Network. The number we'd like you to all call in to get your mini reading is 347-989-1719. That's right, 347-989-1719. We'll be giving you more information on how to reach Tana for a personal private reading a little later. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the show and remind you that our girl, Tana Alonza, is in the house.
Well, hello, everybody. Good evening. Today, January the 2nd, 2015. I want to wish everybody a happy, happy, prosperous, joyous, fantastic, wonderful, just groovy and sexy New Year's, okay? I want everybody to be prosperous and just doing your thing, okay? It's going to be a very, very good year for everybody. It's a lot going on, and I'm going to be getting confirmations on these things. I'm talking about with the love life, career, job, moving, relocation, college, the whole nine yards. A lot of new beginnings coming up this year. A lot of people going forward that were stagnated and things like that. And I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I want to say I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you for tuning in and supporting me and Annette. And I did it. I did another year because I first started going on radio September of 2012, I think. Let me see. Okay, because this is 14. So no. September of 2013, and so 2014 September was my year, and now I'm going on my second year because I started my own network in March of 2014 because I was on another network before March. I was on another network even though I was still on radio. So I'm geeked and I'm still doing it, and I couldn't have done it without Annette because, like I say, she's my girl. And I thank you all for supporting me, showing me some love, much love, and allowing me to use my gift to guide, suggest, advise, and just, you know, help you out. And anything I can do, You know, I just love it. You know, anything I can do to make the people in their lives better and enhance and advance and prosper and things like that, keep you safe and everything, keep you naughty, the ones who want to be naughty. And so, hey, it works for me. And it looks like it's a lot of people on the line today, this New Year's, okay? Want to know about the love life and everything. And, some females had asked me who won the raffle. And I did have three people to win the raffle. One was a Mr. Germain in Ohio, and the other one was Sheila in Detroit, and then there was a Brittany in Louisiana. So I want to tell the people who won the raffles. So Sheila in Detroit, Brittany in Louisiana, and Jermaine in Ohio. And I would like to say some shout-outs. You know, I have to do my shout-outs because I do forget sometimes and I get fussed at the end of the show. I want to say a shout-out to Aubrey. I know that he's not able to hear right now. He's in route, traveling. So, hey, Aubrey. And I want to say hey to Akilah. I'm going to try to, not butcher the names here. Akilah, Arnella, Devin, LaTanya, Deborah, Shawnee, Nichelle, Brittany, Whitley, Ashley, Tina, Serena, Nancy, Lachelle, Lashina, okay, let me see, Cynthia, Miss Alfreda, Jermaine, Leslie, Mr. Leslie, okay, and Willie, Karen, Empress, Simone, Samara, my Aunt Rindy, I would like to give her a shout-out because she had a mishap. It was a little bit of a slight emergency, an urgent emergency on New Year's. So I would like to say I love my Aunt Rindy. I wish her a speedy recovery, and I send out much love, healing, prayers, and blessings to her. I know everything's going to be okay. It was a little scared for a second, but she is a trooper. And I want to say hey and I love you to my Aunt Rindy. My mom, let me say hello to my mama, my mama Sita, my technical person as well. I call her Miss MacGyver. She can make a bomb probably out of a toothpick and a spring or something, okay? She has under the weather a little bit. She's hoarse. I'm sick. I'm not doing well. But I'm coming and slamming it good tonight, though. But I want to tell my mom I love her. Thank you for being a part of my life and you and my dad sharing my gift. If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't have it. And I wish you a speedy, speedy recovery. I hope you feel lots better. And I want to say hey to Miss Bernie. And let's see, who else, because I'm trying to go down the line. It's a lot of people. Haley, Jasmine, Ashley, Makia, and Neil, Sabrina, Dominique. Okay, I'm still like forgetting like 200 folks, but I'm not going to bore y'all the whole hour because this is the first time I'm going to the hour because last November of 2014 and December I was an hour and a half. Y'all wore me out, okay? So I had to bring it back down to the hour, okay? And I am still going to be able to tell you and teach you about different things and read tea leaves, like the classes people want me to talk about, classes, workshops, seminars, lectures, and things like that. So, yes, I'm still going to be teaching my classes, pole dancing, the whole nine yards. I had a really nice Christmas. I got gifts I didn't even think I was going to get. And, I was surprised. I got some beautiful things, and I'm learning technology. I got some tech gifts, okay? Y'all was laughing when I said, I didn't know how to say it was a blackberry, but I was calling it a blueberry. Y'all was laughing and dogging me out. And then I got let me say it right, because y'all are dogging me out if I say it wrong. I got a tablet, I think. I wouldn't say it peel, but I have a tablet, you know. So, you know, that's what I'm actually using on the show now, okay? And I'm like, this is so giddy, this technology. I'm just like out of my head here. But anyway. It was a great New Year for me. I partied really, really well. Got beautiful things for Christmas, and I'm glad that everybody's healthy other than, like I say, that mishap with my aunt. And I got a lot of new projects coming out this year. I'm going to be coming out with a bang this year. And lots of new projects. It's interesting. I'm still doing my Keen.com readings on the radio and on my 1-800 numbers. I'm still doing those, and that's with the credit card per minute deal. So I'm still reading, you know, doing that and having fun. And the next time I'll be on is going to be the 16th of January, which is a week after next, because I'm on the first and the third Friday of the month, 7 p. to 8 p. Eastern Time. And I want to say hey to my Dion. She's going to be on the show tonight with her thriving business. I'm saying hey to my girl Dion and her sister Dina. Oh, Dana. I got to say hey to Dana. Her sister Marsha, Lisa, Phil, Monique. Monique, the one that does my hair, and Hilda, Miss Hilda. Okay. And Miss Annie and Miss Eloise. Okay. Look at my mama peeking around here.
Hey, darling, you okay?
She waving. She don't want y'all to hear because she might sound like lurch. But anyway, looks like it's a lot of people in the studio today. It looks like a lot. So what I'm going to be doing, because I'm inviting people to ask questions, and it's two questions per person. I know they don't ever follow that. And I try to limit it to 1 minute per question, so 2 minutes per call. It don't end up like that. And some people call to give me confirmation, you know, testimonials and things like that. So we hit a party and have a good time, and I'm going to just do my best to take care of my gals and my guys and just do the darn thing, okay? And let me see. I'm here now. It looks like Tracy in Florida is asking a question about her finances. Hello, Tracy.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for calling and supporting the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. So you want to know about some finances?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you want to know about how to make them, what's going to happen? When? Talk to me, darling, because I see that
what's
some finances
gonna
are
going to happen. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I see that you're going to be getting some finances that's going to be better than last year. Your life is going to be going in the upward swing. So some things that were kind of like stagnated, they're going to be doing well. And it's a person around you, even though this is not finances, that, you know, you're going to be getting rid of the old and coming up with the new. Put it like that, you know?
Oh, yes.
It's time, honey, because, you know, you got to get rid of the old. What do they say?
Oh,
bad.
Yes.
What do they say? A good riddance to bad rubbish, right? So you're going to be getting rid of some stuff. Your finance is going to be better. And you know what? They had a little bit of a negative energy. I ain't going to say a little bit. I ain't going to lie. They had some negative energy, and that was blocking your money. Your channel was being blocked. So now that person is going to be gone, you're going to be making money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be dating. Honey, you're going to be switching that butt of yours, dating. And you're going to be making money. You're going to be in a different income bracket, and you're going to be getting some different opportunities with different jobs. So you're going to be a happy camper, and if you're not careful, you're going to get a new ride. Uh-oh, did I say that? Yes.
I want one, too.
No, I know you need one, but that's okay. You're going to get it. And also, you're going to have a good summer, really good summer, okay? I see weight
mm-hmm.
loss coming and everything. So it's going to be real good, but I do see some money starting to come to you starting February, a little bit after the Mercury retrograde, okay?
Okay.
But it looks like your finances are going to tighten on up, and you're going to be doing real, real good, you know?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. No, but you're going to do quite well.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
did you have
you
another
so
question
much.
For me? Oh, you straight. You got another question? You good.
No. I can't ask you another one.
You took them. I love it. Okay. Well, baby,
okay.
Thank you for
you
calling.
Can.
I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
have
you.
A good one, and Happy New Year. Okay, bye-bye, dear.
You too, bye.
Thank you, baby. Okay, the next caller is Lori, and she's in Washington State. I think it says here, if I'm looking right, I got my glasses on, y'all. Feel sorry for an ex. He is homeless now. Help. Okay. Hello, Lori.
Hi.
How are you doing, Lori? Thank you for calling me today and supporting the show, and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. So you wanted to know about an ex. Am I right, darling?
Yeah, he's like parking in the Walmart parking lot, just sitting in this truck, and it's like really sick. And I looked up like all the things online for homeless people, you know, and I called him and left him a message, but he didn't call me back. I don't know. I just don't know if I should have him in my house or not. He's gonna be
no.
Okay.
Now, Lita, some things, you know, we have to have, like, learning lessons. And, you know, for whatever reason, we have to go down different paths to get these learning lessons, right?
Yeah.
And I feel bad for him, and my heart does bleed for him. But we got to have you, you know, straight. So you can pray for him. Can you pray for him, baby? Can you pray for him?
Yeah.
And then, you can give him resources because they do have soup kitchens. And
yeah.
We can give him some prayer and love. And then Unity Village in Missouri, they'll pray for him to get resources and everything, clothes and all of that, and they'll give him some resources to get straight. And because it's a couple of things that's wrong. He needs some Be Cool pills. It's a little bit of psychosis going on, some depression going on. I see him not being well. I see sniffles, so like a cold or something. Something's going on. But I think that we need to pray, because if we was to get too proactive and involved with this,
yeah.
Your energy would go down. I like him, but we got to let him go through this, because he's got to go through it. You know what I'm saying?
He's gonna be going to this lockup for 60 days because he broke his probation. He is driving under the influence. He has a really bad drinking problem.
Yeah, po thing. Well,
yeah.
Sometimes we have to go away to go into a program to help us. Deliver us and protect us from ourselves, you know.
Right.
So we won't get killed behind the wheel, you know. You know, I don't want to see him.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to just keep our hands off and just ask God. But he will be okay. I know it sounds weird, but he will be okay.
What about me? Will I be okay?
You will. I just saw a little bit of slight depression. That's going to be going. When you see that he's going to be okay, you're going to be fine. I do see a more cheery disposition coming. I see things working for you. I see a good 2015. I just see things starting off a little bit as a rocky road. But see, this happened last year. This has been going on for a while. You know, you've been wanting to help him and trying to help him, but he got to, you know, go through his own lessons. We all have to go through our own thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you're going to be okay, baby.
Okay.
Okay, and keep him praying. Keep him in prayer, and I'm going to keep him in prayer, too.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling. Happy New Year, darling.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, the next call looks like Sherelle, Michigan, and asking a question on...
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Sherelle?
I'm good. How are you? Happy New Year, Miss Tata.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you for calling and supporting the show.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. No, I got to support.
So thank you, and appreciate you. So you have a question on love relationships.
Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering, is things going to get better with me and Sam, or is it going to continue to stay the same way? We haven't seen each other going on a couple of months now. We haven't been out on a date since last year.
So
do you think
since November, right?
Huh?
Since November, right?
No, we haven't seen each other for a couple of months.
So, like,
yeah, we haven't
October, been... November, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I do feel that this gentleman has got other dilly-dallys in the alley, you know? And, you know, he likes to come around when he wants some things. He can be fun, but he's not relationship material. He just wants for the you-know-what, see, honey, you know what I mean?
Yes.
He is going to continue this behavior. It just, you know, this is something to do. You know, you say, well, what should I do? This is nothing to get serious about. It's something to do and keep it moving because they, you know, want to have fun. They're not ready to commit right now. He belongs to everybody, you know. And like I said before, you know, keep a Jimmy hat there, you know, because, you know, you don't want no problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He likes to go around, you know what I mean? I'm trying to keep it cool with the radio, you know. But, yeah, you don't want to be crying, so we got to keep it, you know, wrapped on up there. And you're going to be okay, but he's going to be the way he is. And he's trying to have you succumb to him and you chase him. So don't even do it. Mm-mm.
Okay.
But I see other guys coming. I see at least 5 more relationships coming because you're cute as a button and you're going to be drawing some guys. But I see collegiate guys. I see some collegiate guys, and I see guys working pretty good. So you're going to be going out and having a good time with these guys.
Okay. Now, I have one more quick question. Now, do you see me getting a new job soon also?
I do see one, but it was like a delay. I've been seeing one for about 3 months, Spirit saying, but I'm seeing something. You're going to be changing a field. So what you're doing now, you're going to be in a different field. And it is retail, and I do see it. And it looks like it's a different county as well. And it looks like I see you making some decent money, and you're going to be doing quite well. And I see this is going to be like well before March. It's like January, I see. But it's like I thought already. Call you, tell you, you got the job, come on in the 10th or come on in the 12th, and then she calls you back and tells you it's a little bit of a delay. The reason why that's going to be is because of Mercury retrograde coming in. I think it's coming in the 21st, but I'm not sure. 21st is month. But you will be working. Because that's not going too well where you at. You know,
it's not.
It's real, real bad energy and people acting up and crazy, people stealing the ghetto and gutter. And you need to leave there, and we're going to get you with some nice people. Safe surrounding and environment and some nice chatter coming in because you got bills to pay and you want to go ahead and spend you some money and buy some dresses and get your hair done.
I do. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. You have a blessed evening and happy new year to you and your family.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Okay.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Okay, this is Chanel from Detroit having a question on relationships and finances. Hey, Chanel.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. How you doing, darling? Thank you for calling in and supporting me.
No problem.
And also, Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Hey, thank you. So you had a question on relationships. You want to know about new ones or one that's coming, that's here now? Talk to me, darling.
One that's here.
Okay, the one that's here, you know I want to puke now. You do know this, right? I be going up and down, back and forth. But it's like Spirit is showing me like a yo-yo, back and forth. And you hesitant and you think like, okay, what do I want to do with this? Because you ready to bust wide and break loose and get fancy free, okay? Because you tapping stuff. Okay, you want to get naughty. And there's some guys out there that want you to get naughty too. Well, put it like this. I'm not going to dog them too bad. I think I already started. But that kind of like, he reminds me of an old comfortable shoe, like I've been there, done that, and, you know, you don't wore a shoe out, you know, and I don't mean you. I mean when a shoe is so comfortable and you're like, okay, this is it. But you want some new horizons, and you can be friends, but I don't feel it's going to go any further. I mean, what I'm saying is, like, if you're saying that we get more close and it's going to get just more strong, and I'm not feeling that. I'm feeling what you see is what you get for, like, 800 more years. And if you want something different, a new flavor and a new tone, you might have to flip the script and go elsewhere. I do see 3 guys coming to you before February 14th. And it looks like you might, if you ain't careful, you're going to go out on a date with another guy the 14th of February. But he's nice, but he's a safe bet. And we want something daring because you done got itchy, see. You wants to get naughty. And they're not taking care of things like I thought they would. But they was at one time okay, but we done outgrew that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, I want to tell you something. Now, as far as your finances, I do see some things going on around you, but I'm seeing Spirit said you're going to have to go and get some training. There's going to be some training coming up. You're going to have to take, I don't know if it's a seminar or a lecture, but I'm seeing some, and it got to do with numbers and math and accounting. So you're going to have to, it's some 3-day training you're going to have to do that's going to be coming up, okay? And,
okay.
That is what you're going to be doing. Now, that's going to end up getting, you're going to get a certificate from this. But I'm seeing somebody is going to want you to come there, like at an actual location, but then they're going to say you can take this course online. So this will help you. It's going to bump up a pay to like $5. And it does look like something inside of an office clerical. And it looks like they're going to be wanting to pay every week. So I feel real good about this. I see you stacking. You're going to stack some money and get some things taken care of that, you know, had been neglected. You're going to be taking care of all kind of business. I feel real good about this.
Okay.
I see you buying clothes and just getting taken care of things. I'm seeing another car around you, too. I didn't know if it was going to be a new car or a car that you have that you're going to be doing some repairs on, but I've seen some things. You're going to be spending out some money on a car, but it's all good, and you're going to be budgeting, and you're going to keep this job for at least 6 months, but I saw you're going to be looking for something else. But this paper you're going to get, the certificate or diploma or what have you, you're going to be able to keep getting some nice jobs until you find the right fit, because you're going to be looking for something with some benefits, my spirit said.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. I appreciate you calling, and Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this is Dion in Chicago. My Dion, she's calling to give confirmation. Hello, Dion.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you for calling the show and support me, darling.
Oh, so glad to do it. So glad to do it. I wanted to tell you something.
Okay.
In the past week, three people that I referred to you all actually called me and thanked me because they were telling me how your readings that you gave them were accurate. So I got hit like three different times this week. So your customers, thank you.
Bless your heart.
Everybody was very happy with their reading, so I just wanted to call and let you know.
I am so glad about that.
Yeah, well, it's good when I refer you out to people because I know for sure, as I've gotten a lot of readings from you, that, you know, I'm happy with all of my readings, and my customers are happy with their readings, too. So
well,
I just wanted to say
thank
you, and, you know, good luck in 2015 because I know you're going to be real busy.
Thank you. Well, I just bless your heart. I just thank you so much, and I appreciate you, you know. And I want people to know that my Dion has a beautiful business with the Metaphysical store, and she's going to tell you all about it. Tell my callers about what you offer.
Oh, Magic and Bloom. Magic and Bloom. Anything you need, as long as it's with good intentions, though. We only work with, you know, people who really need spiritual work done, and it all goes to the white light. So if somebody is having, you know, a want or a desire, we custom make candles and oils and work with people like on a case-by-case basis.
Uh-huh.
And if we can't do the job, we know somebody who could, that we're, you know, we're in a referral business. Yeah, I'm in the metaphysical business just like you are. So if people want in-depth readings, I'm like, call Tana. She'll give it to you or, you know, I mean, it's just depending on what people need. It's just getting your spiritual clock cleaned and then starting to go forward in another direction with tools. So all of our spiritual supplies are tools, either, you know, candles that we sell, which we only do soy candles, and spell work and oils. So that's what we do over here. We're very busy. We love it.
That's beautiful. So you do the oils too?
I do. I do the custom oils for people. It's more efficient. Just get it from a shop, and we'll do, you know, email me your list or text me your list. Tell me what it is that you want, and I'll ask you for some, you know, other information and work with that energy and put it in a custom-made oil for you that you can wear, like, perfume on a, you know, day-to-day basis. And, or, you know, even your customers that need the whatever. So, and then the candles, if you want to do, you know, candle magic. We do that.
Yeah.
We'll make it.
And also, yes, I've been referring everybody to you. And you have to let them know your website and your email and the phone number to call for where they can place their orders.
Right now, we are backed up, but you can. The best way to get a hold of us is by text right now.
Uh-huh.
Area code 630-487-8312. That's the best way right now. Just get a hold of us by text. Our emails are, we're working to get caught up.
Okay, say that again.
Want something new in 2015. Everybody, this is when everybody's putting their wishes out in 2015. So, busy.
Right. Okay, and say, don't forget to say your number again for the ones that didn't hear.
630-487-8312. Thank you, Tana. May God bless you, Tana.
My pleasure. Okay, well, thank you so much for giving me the confirmation. I'm glad that all of your clients were pleased with their reading, and I want to thank you for the referral. And I'm
you're going to get a lot more. You're going to get a lot more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling and supporting us. I'll be talking with you. Okay, the next call is Michelle from Colorado, who wants to know what do I see good for the future for her 2015? Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Michelle. Happy New Year.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello? Now I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you real good.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the show and supporting me.
Definitely. I had to give you confirmation, too.
Oh, great. Okay.
Because you are definitely correct for the end of the year and for my divorce that everything works fine.
Okay. Now, what did I say about the end of the year now? I'm sorry.
That at the end of the year, my divorce would be final.
Oh, great.
It was, and that everything would work out, and it definitely did, in my favor.
Oh, well, congrats. I love it. Congrats. So now you have to get your party
Thank
on.
You.
It's going to be a live 2015 for you. You know this, right? It's going to
yes,
be really
definitely.
All the way live.
That was my question, actually. I wanted to know what good things did you see coming up for me in 2015.
Okay, I saw dating, I saw money, I saw you doing a lot of work for your friend, you know, with that job we talked about, your lady friend, you know?
Yeah.
And I did see you getting another job. I also saw you cleaning up and, you know, like doing little renovations and redecoration of your place, and I just saw you having a really, really good time, relaxing, not stressing, and I did see a lot of dating coming up, okay? You could be tired of dating. I did see a couple of courses coming up, okay? So you're going to be going to school. It could be internet. It don't have to be going to a, you know, college or university. I did see part-time when you do go.
Okay.
And I saw your lady friend, like, have to have a nervous breakdown and cry when you do go to this new job. She's going to try to get you to at least stay one day, 4 hours, give me 2 hours, something. She's going to be ready to have a nervous breakdown. But you're going to be going to a place that offers a little bit more, and
okay.
It's a benefit. And it looks like I saw another car coming in your vibration as well. I see your family going to get real nosy. I'm like, are you a drug dealer? Oh, my God, what are you doing? And you're going to let them know, no, I don't know. So I'm not playing in the day. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. And But they're going to be trying to get in your business because they're going to start seeing you dress different. And, you know, your personality is going to be, like, so upbeat. It's going to be like, what's going on? You got some haters around in your family. You know you got a couple of female haters. And
mm-hmm.
They're going to say some things. Don't cut them, please. Don't do the talent. Don't cut them, okay?
You are so right, Tana.
Yeah, they hater aid. what I was going to say is I do see a new vehicle, and I see a gentleman coming in your vibration that's going to be wanting to, like, totally wine and dine you, and he's going to be the one that's going to be like, you know, do you want another car? Do you need this? I want to make sure you're safe. He's going to be overprotective. He's going to be very nice. He's going to be generous. He's going to be kind. He does not have any mental issues, so he is not nutty as a fruitcake. He's very kind. He's to me, a very sensitive, generous, soft man. He's got a very soft heart, you know what I'm saying? He's a big guy, but he's very kind and loving, and he's patient. He knows that, you know, you're going to let him know, I just come out of a relationship. I'm not trying to get married tomorrow. He'll be patient, and if you want, he'll date you for 3 years. He's not going to be rushing. I like that.
Yes, I do, too. Most definitely.
You're going to have a little travel, too, coming in the summertime.
All right on, Tana. That sounds so wonderful.
Hey, I love it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. And, hey, thank you for my confirmation. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Happy New Year. Well,
bye.
I'm going to get off this line here and answer the other callers I have. But thank you for calling. I really appreciate you. And thank you so much. Okay, the next call is Alexandria in California, who has a financial question. Hello, Alexandria.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Thank you for calling. I'm doing good. Thank you for calling the show and supporting me. And Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. So you had a caution on your finances.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Well, thanks. But my spouse and I'm a stay-at-home mom because it just doesn't make sense for me to go to work to pay for daycare.
Okay, you're right.
You know, and so we are a one-income family, and recently we haven't really been able to pay rent. We are way behind on our bills.
Okay.
It's causing so much friction between us. I mean, we are to the point where we're almost separating, and we have children together.
Right. Well, yeah. It's stressed. And you're right. You shouldn't have to work just for daycare, and the finances, you know, are not like, you know, you want them. So I'm right with you there. I just need you to be patient. I know it sounds easier than done, and you know.
Yeah.
I don't feel this is going to be long-term with you and him kind of going at it with each other. It's just the stress of the financial deal there. I do feel he's going to be getting more money. He is tired. But my spirit tells me you have a gift, darling. You have a talent. So you actually can do something at home. My spirit's saying you can make money, honey. I'm going to get my fuss on out of love now. You can make money right there in that house. And
well, I am a psychic.
Okay, I was going to tell you. Now, I'm going to fuck you for real now, girl. Where's your cards? Where's your flyers? Where's your postcards? Where's your website? Freewix.com, W-I-X.com, and Twitter. Let me go here, Instagram. Your girlfriends can start blowing you up. And then what you do is do some mini readings to get them in the door, $25 for 15 minutes. Don't go over 20 because they'll run the hell out of you. Oh, I can't say that on the radio. and what you going to do is start going to fairs at first if you feel comfortable to get that presence known. And if you do this, you can make, because you are good, honey. You are good. And if my spirit say cards. Are you, let me see, I see cards. Do you like the tarot cards or the Russian cards or the oracle cards or the angel cards or the Gung Hi Foy Chow Chinese cards?
I like the tarot cards. I'm not like 100% good at it yet. I do a lot of pendulum readings. I do a lot of just, you know, my guided readings. I do have a podcast on here that I just started with my partner.
Yeah, YouTube. Because when the name get out there, girl, you can do 3 days, you know, so hubby won't get mad. Do 3 days a week, 4 or 5 hours a day. And you can clear you about $400 or $500 a week. What the hell? But you got to get that presence known because social media will blow you up and tighten up on your tarot cards. Everybody likes those. And let your intuition, you know, guide you. Now, what you want to do is an author that's really, really good is Janina Renee. Write that down. And you're going to go ahead and get some stuff from her. Get her books. She's a whiz at tarot card. And what you want to do is go on HALF.com. That's a part of eBay. And that you don't pay big money for your books. You can get books for $2, $3 and stuff like that. And you're going to go ahead and tighten up on that to get this money. And then you and hubby going to be A-OK because he's going to be like, wow, and you ain't got to leave the house. You can have a babysitter to be with the babies in another part of the house while you do your reading. You see what I'm saying? But we have 4 or 5 hours. But I want that presence, that internet presence. Twitter. I know I don't really participate, but I do have a LinkedIn. I want you with LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, thewix.com. Get your website on up there. That's free. And then start your blog is good. And then you can go to info.usa.com. They'll blast you all on Google everywhere, okay? Get you a number. What the young folks tell me, a Google number, okay? And then what you're going to do, get some flyers, okay? And get some cards. I think this is print. You can get cards for free, okay? Well, you know, your budget going to be, you know, low at first. And then get them friends to start telling people $25 for 15 minutes. And tighten up with your pendulum and everything. Girl, make that money. Make that money.
Yeah.
You're going nowhere.
I've wanted to do this for a really long time. I've had this my whole life.
Yes, you have.
It's like, just, you know, recently I've told my husband that, you know, hey, I really want to focus on this. I really want to do this because I just feel like, you know, my guides are just like kind of pushing me. Hey, you need to do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And And he is just, like, totally against it. He doesn't believe me. And then he took me to a haunted town, and I told him exactly what was going on.
Mm-hmm,
he didn't
mm-hmm.
believe me, and then he looked it up and found out I was right.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, you know, but he still was just like, well, you know, you do need to pay attention to that stuff, and I don't want you bringing anything bad in here. And I'm like, I know how to protect everything. Like, I'm good at this. You know,
right.
Like,
that's right. That's right. Well, this is what you do for me, because I'm not going to go against hubby, but, you know, let him have his opinion. We okay. I'm not mad at him. But when that money start coming up in there.
Yeah, I think that's when he's going to shut up.
Yeah, oh, you so bad. You said that I didn't, okay? But when y'all start going to the mall, he going to be like, well, how many people you going to read today, baby?
Yeah,
okay.
No kidding.
He's going to change. Okay.
Okay.
Well, darling, I want to say thank you for calling. I want to tell you, you got your homework to do, and keep us posted because you're going to be doing well, and I want to read about you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure, and have a good one.
Thanks.
Oh,
you
okay.
Too.
Thanks, honey. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
The next caller. Bye-bye, baby. The next caller is Ashley. She's in Washington and has a question about buying a house. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling and supporting me in the show, and Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Thank you. So you have a question on buying a house?
Yeah, me and my boyfriend are looking at a house that's going to be auctioned in a few days, and we were wondering if that's a good idea.
It's going to be auctioned. It looks like it's a nice idea, but you need a nice chunk of change to put up there to trump everybody else. You know that, right?
Yeah, he was thinking about getting a loan from the bank.
Well, yeah, that's not bad because, like I say, even if you decide later you don't want that, you still can go ahead and live in another place, you know, because I do see that that's a good idea. I do like that. But this makes sure, excuse me, you got a lot more money than the other bidders have, because it's going to be a few people bidding on that. You can go ahead and out trump them and own home. So I feel real good about this.
Okay.
But the loan is good. And then I saw somebody in his family, looks like an elderly lady, an older lady, I see blood relative. She going to offer a couple of dollars up in there, too, so to help, because she want to see him get a nice place. So that's going to help with finances as well, okay?
Okay.
Did you have another question for me, darling?
Oh, no, that was pretty much it.
Okay, but, yeah, get that loan. If, you know, I feel real good about that. And then, like I said, this other family member is going to come and add to that, and you can go ahead and bid and get it, and then they'll be surprised that you have more money than them, and then you're going to get your house.
Okay, so the house that we will be bidding on, we'll be able to stay and live in, you think?
Do I think? Of course you would. Yeah.
Cool. Good,
yes,
good.
Yes, you would.
It seems like our dream place, so.
It is your dream place. I love it. I'm looking right at it in spirit. And you would be very, very happy. You know, I can see like 80 years from now, you're going to be like, please, can we go? You're going to be like, I still want to stay here.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
You never want to leave. Well, I want to say thank you so much for calling me and supporting the show.
Yes, thank you very much.
Hey, my pleasure. And have a good one. And okay. Happy New Year. Okay, the next call is Linda, and she's calling from Texas, and she has a question on relationships and career. Hi,
correct.
Linda.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling and supporting the show, and Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Thank you. So you had a question on relationships and career. Okay, darling, you want to know about new ones or one that you're in? Talk to me.
Actually, I want to see if you see anything coming my direction. I've kind of turned down like 3 proposals in the last 6 months. And they were like, yeah, I know. It's a long story, and I'm not bragging. It's just, I just
oh, girl, you got it going on. You got it going on. Player. Listen to me.
No, it's not like that.
No, I'm just saying, you're blessed. You're blessed is what I'm saying.
No, it's a curse.
Wow.
It's a lot of work.
really
wait
is.
A minute, how to say? Some people say the glass is half empty, and some people say the glass is half full. But okay,
the glass is making a mess on the floor.
Okay, so you said you had the 3 proposals in the last 6 months. Okay.
Okay, and I said no, but you know, I think I made the right decision because I didn't feel like they were connections in any sort. I mean, they weren't intimate relationships; they were more platonic type.
Uh-huh.
I love you. Let's get married. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah, you know what? It was too weak, and you want a strong man. I know what you like. See, I know your, I know your type, honey. You don't want no foggy man. You know, you don't mind a man being sensitive, loving, kind, but you want that man, and you don't want nobody snipping up behind you, worrying you, getting on your nerve, a little. How does my cousin call it? A junior stalker. And so, you know, somebody's getting on your nerve. It's a turnoff. It's totally a turnoff. I so feel you. So, yes, you did make the right decision. Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I'm not even bothered by that. I mean, I feel that, you know, it was the right decision, and they'll be happier, and I'll be happier in the end, and that's what it's about. There was a connection. It was a moment.
Right.
Like
it was something, yeah. And they're going to call and they're going to beg and plead and be like, baby, please, baby, understand. They're going to do that again. But like I say, life is going to go on. You got new people you're going to be meeting and you're going to be having a ball. Dancing, joking, laughing, going, traveling, you're going to have a ball. So you did make the right choice because, like I said, we have choices. And you're going to be going out and about and just doing your thing, you know. So I do feel good about that. Career, you're not buying any wooden nickels. I feel good about that. You demand people get your respect and you want a certain type of money. You know what you want. You like what you like, and you're not trying to waste nobody's time. I like that, too. And so I do see some things coming up for your 2015. I really saw you being busy, but it looks like also a cruise is going to be coming up. A cruise. Somebody's going to be offering you a cruise to go on a cruise. And it looks like I didn't see no 7 days and no 14 days. It looks like to me it's between 3 and maybe 5 days. You're going to have a ball. But I did see the person getting on your nerve like the last 2 days, whining and figuring they can whine because you stuck on that boat. but you know what you do? What I like about you, you know how to ignore and get lost. You can get lost to the point where they got to put an APB out on you, okay? So I can see you so like,
you
okay, this
know,
person's
huh?
starting to do it. I know you. So you're going to have a really, really good 2015. I even see you're going to be putting your money into a couple of things. I want to say like some investments. I didn't see a whole lot of money you putting in, just a moderate amount, because you're like, let me see how this works. It's going to work very good for you, and that's going to dictate you putting money into these two new ventures in the future.
It's probably 401k and pension, because I've been looking over paperwork with that, and that's kind of stuck in the back of my mind. So I'll validate that, definitely.
Yeah. You're going to be doing this around the March, April mark,
yep.
And you're going to do well. And I saw you put a little bit of money, saying, okay, let me see how this is going to roll, and it's going to do quite well for you. And you're going to be on the roll. You're going to be lucky. Every time you do it, blessed. You're going to be making right choices with your money. So I felt really good about that.
Okay. As far as relationships go, you said
uh-huh.
you said I. What time of the year is that cruise going to take place, do you think?
You know what? It looked to me like it was summertime. I saw like JJ uh-huh. for like June, July. It looked like
really?
It's coming up. And if you're not careful, you're going to have more opportunities than one. But, yeah, it looks like June, July.
Did I already meet this guy?
Looks like I saw 5 coming to you. So 5, well, somebody could have asked you, but I see that somebody's going to be coming in your vibration that you have not met yet. One of the 5 is going to be asking you to go on a cruise. But he's also going to want to take you elsewhere to, like, San Cruz or something like that. I see a little tiny island. So you're going to be going there, too, if you want to. Because I see you going shopping.
You're
going shopping. I'm sorry?
Did you say 5 guys?
5 men are coming in your future this
oh,
year.
Oh, good Lord.
But one, act like you brand new. I'm going to tease you. But, no, one of them is going to be wanting to take you to, like, St. Thomas or something is what I'm saying.
All right. Okay. Uh-huh. I'll definitely say yes to that.
Okay. Well, hey, keep us posted. I want to say thank you for calling the show and supporting me, and I want to wish you a happy new year.
Okay, and thank you so much for your insight. And
my pleasure.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And I'm going to turn it over now to Annette.
And we are definitely enjoying you this evening, Tana. That's right, we're live here on the second day of January, 2015. Didn't want to say 2014 because we are moved into a brand new year, starting off the wonderful, mind-blowing Tana Alonza show the first and third Fridays of every month, 7 p.m. Eastern, one-hour time frame. We know that you're all enjoying yourself, and you're wondering, how can I get more Tana, more Tana? Well, first of all, we ask you to visit her website, which is TanaAlonza.com. You can find out all the wonderful, wonderful services, opportunities, classes, things that Tana offers you. And you can also find out her price list and her schedule by going there. When you're ready to set that appointment, we ask you to dial 586-944-9289. The number that you're going to call to schedule that appointment with the wonderful, mind-blowing Tana Alonza. Those private appointments are absolutely amazing. The confirmation you've been hearing, these are people that call Tana and set up these private appointments. So that number, once again, is 586-944-9289. We also want to direct you to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, where you can hook up with Tana and connect with her. We know you're going to enjoy that. When you go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Mind Blowing Tana Alonza Show, you can follow this program and stay in touch so that you can be updated on all of the scheduling options that we have. And the next time Tana is going to be live is going to be Friday, January 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern. But tonight, on January 2nd, 2015, Tana Alonza is in the house.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Annette, for that. And I'm back and having fun and taking questions and just having a ball. Like I say, partying and everything, and everybody's wanting to know about their 2015 coming up. Okay, the next question looks like from, okay, I just lost it. I just lose it here. Okay, from Cece. I wanted to give confirmation in the next career move.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Cece.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, thank you for calling and supporting the show. Happy New Year.
Hey, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I have a question for my apartment, and then
okay.
I just got to do the paper. Okay. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay.
Okay, 100% better. All right, I got approved for my apartment. And then I saw what you were saying about my mother was being real negative. It's like the closer time I need to leave, she's up here just acting out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got all these guys just like getting on my nerves now. I'm like, Tana told me I was going to have these men get on my nerves, and it's the younger ones.
Well, thank you. Well, wow. I'm glad. Hey, I want to say congratulations on your new crib. I like that, and I'm glad. Thank you for giving me confirmation. But you're going to be real busy. It's going to be a really nice time. I see school.
Okay.
You're doing really well with school coming up. Your mom going to try to be a problem, but you're going to ice that, you know what I mean, and handle
okay.
that with a long handle spoon because she wants to be all in, to take,
okay?
Okay? We got to,
okay.
God love her, God bless her, but we're going to have to keep, you know, that from a, you know, afar, a little bit distant, because that would interfere with our schooling and drawing and attracting, you know, because you know how to draw and attract and manifest, and it's all there, right, for you to just reach and get it. And she wants to put a block in that because of some issues she has about her past. We can't let her do
okay.
that. Okay.
Okay. I filled out an application for Detroit Supermarket and for Verizon Wireless. Which one do you see me working at? I think I want to work at Detroit Supermarket because, you know, waitressing and getting a check. But what do you see? Because Target getting ready to close January 31st. So.
31st. Okay. What I see is it looks like I saw Verizon wanting to call you, but I like a better fit for your personality and you're cute as a button. You would do well and make more money at the other place you said.
Detroit Supermarket.
That one you would make a lot more money, and you'd be very pleased because you dictate how much money you would make depending on how many days and hours, and I feel you'd be happier there. It's a lot more freedom. It will be consistent, and you just got a natural personality for that type of job, and you would get paid, and I like the cash, you know, tips and everything. So
yeah.
I feel real good about that one.
Go ahead.
Go there, but wear your chocolate oil.
Okay. Yeah, because I went down there and I filled out the application. I just have to take the drug test because she said she was going to call me. So should I call them first?
Well, give it about a week, and then if you don't hear, then call. But don't, you know, not too early, you know.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm looking forward to Detroit Seafood Market. And as far as these men, it's this young guy named Lionel. What's the deal with him? And this guy named Juan, he invited me to dinner tonight, so he's, like, blowing up my phone because he's at the place already, and I was like, he's going to have to wait. I got to talk to my channel.
Oh, bless your heart. I feel so special. The one that said dinner, that's something you can go with for a while. You know, he'll buy dinner. He'll take you out, movie, show, Tyler Perry play. I like that. He's going to want some booty now. But, you know, now that's up to you whether you do it or not. But it's not like I'm just being nice. No. He got some thoughts, which I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying, you know, be prepared for that conversation where he go, hey, can we talk? You know, hey, I done spent this amount of money. But he's a nice guy. I see him going places. He's something we can do, you know, hey. But the other one, I didn't like the vibe. Not the one that's waiting for you at the restaurant. The other guy,
the
Lionel. I don't like him. I just really don't. You know what I don't like about him? He got a secret life, and he into a lot of bad stuff, and he would get you caught up. And he's a big, big, funky liar, okay? So he would keep you upset because you would catch him in lies. And then when you would say, hey, you told me this. He want to cuss you out because he don't know how to take you, you know, seeing the truth. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to throw him back to the wolves. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what about Liar Man? Because he's been, trying to get all this attention now, and I'm looking like I'm focusing on myself. It's like I'm happier focusing on myself. I'm getting more stuff done. So
yeah, leave him in the ward. He's just trying to keep stay in your head. But also, Lionel got a sexually transmitted disease, too, by the way. Liar Man, he just...
He got a what?
Lionel, is that the guy name that we were talking about? He got a sexually transmitted disease. He got to get to keep on giving, baby. We can't go there. Yeah, you're crying. Okay, so and then I don't want you to shoot him catching no case now. So and then Liar Man, he just trying to stay in your head and play games. He want to be all over, but you know, he's just something to do or what have you. But he ain't going nowhere. He ain't got nothing going for himself. He just the same old liar, you know.
Okay, and then I heard from my old flame G, and I told him about some furniture, and he said he'll look for me, but knowing him, he'll probably pop up and try to buy me some furniture. So, I don't know. What do you think about that?
I want you to let him buy that furniture. You know, we like to get blessed. You know what I'm saying? We can get blessed. So, yeah, let him buy that furniture and, you know, and tell him and say, I really thank you and appreciate it. But, yeah, let him buy that because that's a given person. You don't want nobody around that can't, just a buster that can't do anything for you, you know?
Yeah, that's why I was like, all right, let me ask Tana because I got to come up with the deposit. So hopefully Target will give me some more hours and hopefully I'll start working at the seafood market before Target closed because I'm ready.
Well, don't forget to dress every day with that chocolate oil I told you about with the steady work mix. And the St. Joe, remember that? Always mix dressed with that every day and don't ever do an application without it in your resume and your cover letter, remember?
Okay, yep, I got it on me. Always keep it on me.
All right, and that's going to fill the deal right then and there.
Okay, cool. I can't wait.
Okay.
So it'll be before the end of January, right? Okay.
Should be, but keep that on, though. Keep that on, and you should be okay because they liked you. They was impressed by you.
Okay.
But both of them call, but you're going to be happier at the seafood place. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool, because I'll be able to get my furniture and shop like I want to. Lord Jesus, no, I need to shop. Okay.
Well, you ain't going to spend it. You ain't going to get $1 million tomorrow, but you're going to be able to start and put some money down on different things.
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Shanna.
My pleasure. I really enjoyed you. Thank you so much for the confirmation.
All right.
Okay, thank you. And I want to say to everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to the Tana Lanza Show. I really thank you, everybody, and have a happy new year. And I'll turn it over to Annette.
And thank you, Tana, for being here for us, as she is the first and third Friday of every month, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on Blog Talk Radio. The Tana Alonza Radio Network is called the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show. We enjoy you following us. We encourage you to follow us. We also encourage you to find Tana on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So please do that, and please be ready to join us again on the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show, when she is live on January 16th, 7 p.m. Eastern, here, the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show.